today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
So I want to make sure this is the struggle of the 21st century church, and that is to surrender your will in exchange for His. And that's why worship is so important. Worship, worth-ship, to worship the worth of God. And while you're in the midst of worship, you will exchange your will for His. That's what we do when we worship Him. We surrender our will. When we say to the hand, I will bless the Lord. Well, the hand doesn't feel like doing it, but I will.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Protect Your Head. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 14 through 18.
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14. Out of the book of Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 14, as we continue the theme, the series called Vessels of Glory. The word of the Lord reads like this: Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all of the flaming arrows of the evil one. How many of you know the enemy is shooting darts at God's people? Verse 17, take the helmet of salvation and the sword. It is pronounced sword, not sword. Everybody say sword. It is salmon, not Salomon. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Can the church say amen? Amen. Special notice to verse 17, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. I want to minister to you today from the theme, Vessels of Glory. God is crafting us for His purpose. Our message today is entitled, Protect Your Head. Now I know you put on a nice dress and a nice suit, and your feet are covered when you came into the house. But protect your head. Dress up your head. Thank you, Lord. I believe the enemy is trying to take our minds. Father, I give you praise for the vessels of glory. And I thank you for the divine protection, for the helmet of salvation crafted, that you place upon the hearts or the heads of your people to guard us, to keep us from going astray, from being taken captive by every thought. So I decree and declare that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God in the pulling down of strongholds. And I come against imaginations and high things that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought that is against your plan, every thought that's contrary to decency, every thought that is stimulated from the pit of hell, every mindset and stronghold that the enemy occupies, we cast it down as we submit to the helmet that has been crafted in the halls of heaven. And so, Father, I give you praise for clarity of thought and mind. I thank you that the eyes of the mind are open, and the ears of the deaf, deaf shall be unstopped. Cause the lame to leap as a deer, and the tongue of the learned, the tongue of the dumb to sing. For I decree and declare, in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the midst of the valley. I decree and declare, a highway shall be there and a way. And that way is the way of decency. Thank you for clarity of thought. I come against, Father, every haze that blocks the skyline of our destiny. And I decree clarity in the name of the Lord. For every person under the sound of my voice and those who will hear this message, Holy Spirit, work with it. We get the growth and you get the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Why do I feel, why do you think that I would pray such a prayer in starting this message? I stepped out of routine. I usually pray, think through my mind, and speak through these lips of clay. But I went a different way by the leading of the Holy Spirit. You know why? Because there's an atmosphere above our heads. And there's a fog that the enemy is trying, he's trying to infiltrate our thoughts. And I believe we need to take him captive. And I think we need to bring our thoughts in right now. Confusion is in the atmosphere. There's a haze going on. If you think it, you will do it. And God wants us to rise above it. Now you can clap your hands for this message. Everybody. Come on, everybody. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice. Take joy, my King. Take joy in what? Let it be a sweet sound. Sweet sound in your. We got to sing that one more time. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice.
I love you, Lord.
And I lift my voice to worship you, O God.
To worship you.
Oh, my soul. Take joy, my King. Come on. Let it be a sweet sound.
Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears.
Clap your hands and give him the praise one more time. Worship is in the atmosphere. Worship, 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 worship. If you worship, your thoughts will clear up. If you worship, your mind will gain strength. If you worship, he will fortify you from the inside out. If you worship, you'll stop worrying. I said, if you worship, you'll stop worrying. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. There's a song in the house. There's worship in the house. There's an anointing in the house. Glory to God. Thank you, God. We've got to get this helmet on your head. Our minds are naked and uncovered. We've got to get this helmet on your head. It was designed for you, to protect you, to keep negative thoughts from invading you and taking control of your destiny. We must get this helmet on your head. Thank you so much. In the message prepared for the pouring, we discussed the process of molding clay. The potter uses things like pressure to mold clay. The potter uses the spin on the wheel of circumstance for us spiritually to mold us into the people of God that he intended for us to be. He uses pressure to mold us. That is force to mold. For the clay, it may feel very uncomfortable. It may even feel like pain. As I shared this morning in the early service, God's will a lot of times will not coincide with ours. One of the challenges of the New Testament church and the 21st century is that we think God's will should bear witness with our will. Many of us come to church to look for me to actually confirm what you feel about your will. So you won't say amen and say he preaching until I come down your road and say something that ties to your will or what you're going through personally. Now he's preaching. But I'm supposed to convey the mind of God to you. And I'm here to tell you that the mind of God many times will not accompany what you desire. I believe I'm in the book. The Bible says in Isaiah 55 that his ways are not like our ways. Neither are his thoughts like our thoughts. Isaiah expands it. He says, for as high as the heavens are from the earth are his ways from our ways, and his thoughts from our thoughts. So he conveys his thoughts to us through his word. And if you don't know the word, you can't tell me you're thinking God's thoughts, because they're two different things. What you've learned in life may not even agree with your destiny. What you like may not be God's will for you. What track you want to go on may not be what he's calling you to be. Some of us think that God's will always ties with us, and some people think that it never ties, or it ties sometimes. And I'm here to tell you, sometimes God's will align itself and will be in compliance with what you want, but many times it won't have anything to do with what you want. Thank you, Lord. So I want to make sure this is the struggle of the 21st century church, and that is to surrender your will in exchange for his. And that's why worship is so important. Worship, worth-ship, to worship the worth of God. And while you're in the midst of worship, you will exchange your will for his. That's what we do when we worship him. We surrender our will. When we say to the hand, I will bless the Lord. Well, the hand doesn't feel like doing it, but I will. And as you do that, the hand submits to that decision and begins to wave it in the air. You wave it in the air, and what happened? God now transfers his will in the place of your stubbornness. His will starts taking residence as you worship. So when you come out of the worship experience, more of him will be known and revealed in your life. If that process is not taking place, it doesn't matter if we dance or if we sing or if we preach or we're part of ministries, right? Because there must be a divine transfer of his will from ours. I would encourage all members of the church to get under the word, the taught word. That is, when the preaching is going on, nobody should be hanging out and working on whatever and not sitting under the word. Everybody, musicians, minstrels, dancers, people playing, people flowing, security folk, when you're not on duty, should be in the house. And ushers should be in the house. Security people should be watching the desk. I say they should be watching the desk, not drinking coffee and drinking mint julep and bad mouthing the world. You should be on duty. That's why you wear something called security, because there are soft targets, right? You're going to see people coming through the church and trying to create havoc in the house of the Lord. And the security people, if you volunteer for that and sign up, you need to start being on duty. But everybody other than security should be in the house. And we should not have doors open in the house trying to let friends in. We don't need to lock these doors so no one can come in and snatch a child out. safe the house. We're getting in desperate times, and I want our people to feel secure that when your baby is back there, you come through a door that's open, not some door that you're trying to make everybody feel comfortable that's on your team. If you're late, you need to come through the gate. Just like if you were on your job or whatever, you have to have some type of badge or whatever to get in. Now, we welcome everybody through the gate. But if you're late as a ministry leader or whatever, you should come through the sanctuary. Make sure the house is safe. Thank you, Lord. Are y'all with it? Thank you, Lord. I'm trying to keep everybody safe here. I had a man to come in and get indignant because he came in to get his daughter. And so no one knew him. We know mama, but we don't know you. That's my daughter. So we had to pull him to the side. You need to calm that down. Wouldn't you want several steps to be taken? If somebody came to pick up your child and they didn't, and we didn't know them, you want to brag about what's yours. But if I listen to you, any man could come and snatch her out. I'm trying to create something in here where you can trust. I don't care if you go to school, you should be able to sign up to pick up your child. Thank God if you got to go through certain steps. Get your feelings off your floor and get your back up off the wall. I'm ready to teach now. We must get this helmet off the shelf and on your head, or we will never see glory transferred to the vessel that God has made. Our thoughts are very important. Write it down. Your head is a target. Your head is a target. If you do something tasteless, or I'm going to use the word stupid, I didn't call anybody stupid. I said, if you did something stupid, somebody would say, have you lost your head? I think we say that to our kids. You lost your mind? If they do something that you know they shouldn't do. My youngest brother has always had a challenge with the law. And I was riding down the street one day and I saw him pull his car over and a cop was behind him and pulling, had the lights on and everything. So he jumps out the car and wants to go after the cop. And I pulled up behind and I started shouting, put your arms down, shut your mouth and comply. And he heard my voice. So the cop turned to me and thought I was talking to him. I said, that's my brother. So he wanted to get all riled up at me. I said, I'm trying to save his life. Because I don't know you. So the cop calmed down and my brother complied because he heard my voice. Because he was about to do something ignorant. Like you see these people right now going tit for tat for cops. I'm not complying. I don't have to do that. I know the law and you're creating a problem. These people have been deputized and it should be respected. We don't agree with any violations of the law or any abuse as it relates to cops and people. But if you can comply, you should try to comply. Paul said they are ministers of God for the lawless. People that don't want to hear preachers, he said, I have ministers in your world. They're called police officers and judges. And if you don't comply, they will help you to. Are you all listening? So I yelled at my brother, put your hands down, comply, listen to the cop. Don't say a word. And he listened to me. Because I didn't want to have to say, have you lost your mind? You have no weapon and the man is carrying one. And if you were carrying one with your record, they would throw the book at you. God created your brain because he wants you to be able to make wise decisions. Your mental abilities are made available to your body through your brain. Your brain helps you to work in this physical world. Your cerebral helps you to function in this physical world. It is so unique, no one has to tell a child. If they fall, they will usually try to protect their head or put their hands out. Same with adults. If something started flying at you, your eyes automatically are going to blink without you thinking about it, because your brain can tell something is moving toward your face at the speed of light. And involuntarily, it will respond with some type of energy or some type of release of a chemical that makes you respond. I think we call it fight or flight. In other words, you don't even have to know what you're about to do. Your mind will automatically try to protect your body without you thinking about it, because your brain is at work. That's why we need to remain as sober as possible. Glory to God. A DUI means you're driving while intoxicated, which means your ability to respond to a issue is limited and hindered or impeded because you're not at top level. You're not at optimum level. You have had something that's causing you to respond less than inadequately to anything that would happen out of the norm. You may say I'm okay, but you're not. I would much rather have an inexperienced driver than an intoxicated one. At least the inexperienced driver has all of their senses. But if you're intoxicated, you would think you're more qualified than you really are. Protect your brain. Your head is a target. Jesus said, when demons are cast out, they walk in dry places. In other words, when they're cast, they are disembodied spirits. And when they're cast out of your body, they don't want to go home. They don't want to go to hell. So they find a dry place to go in. A dry place, like a desert. But they wander in the desert. And they make it a point in their mind that they're going to go back to the place that they were cast out. If they go back and the place is unoccupied, they go and get seven other spirits more devastating to occupy that space. So let's just look at it. Many people see the enemy cast out of the heart, but a lot of times the devil is in your head. And if you cast him out, or a demonic thought out, and you don't replace it with something of substance, the evil spirit will walk in a dry place and eventually come back to that mind. If it finds the mind empty, if it finds the mind unoccupied, it brings seven other thoughts just as vile or worse to occupy the mind and to create a stronghold on the inside of a person. Even now, some theologians are saying, do you believe? Y'all say amen, I'll spin out of it. Do you believe? Amen. Good. Do you believe that a believer can be possessed? No, I don't. But I believe a believer can have a stronghold. Why would we need as believers a helmet to protect your mind if you couldn't have a stronghold in your mind? A thought that becomes dominant, a thought that's ungodly, and anything at the top or the pinnacle of the heel of your mind will dominate other thoughts. Thank you, Lord. So even now, if you started thinking about a diamond, see a diamond in your mind, every other jewel less valuable than the diamond will lose the ability to rise up the heel. You start thinking about a diamond, everything will submit to the diamond. But if you put a coal up there, raw coal, even though your mind has the ability to grab a diamond and make it cheap, it will make the coal dominant. And that domination will control every other thought in your mind. Whatever you focus on will become dominant. So protect your head. Glory to God.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Protect Your Head, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2306-1111. That's reference number 2306-1111.
Hey Thrive parents, bring your kids out to Thrive with us for an evening of bowling on Saturday, July 8th at Shore Lanes Bowling Alley. Drop-off time is at 6 p.m. and pickup time is at 9 p.m. Pick up and sign your child's permission form ASAP. See you there.
Vacation Bible School is around the corner, and we know the children are ready to move and follow Jesus here, there, and everywhere. VBS will kick off on Monday, July 17th, and run through Friday, July 21st. Scan the QR code, log on to our website, truthreveal.org, or check out the mobile app to register your children ages 2 through 6th grade. New members' classes are still in session. Email connect@truthreveal.org to get started. Awaken Women, it is time to register for Resilient, a Faith That Stands, the 2023 Awaken Women's Conference, scheduled for Friday and Saturday, September 22nd and 23rd. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app or website to register for this action-packed event. Or stop by the table outside the sanctuary to take advantage of the combo package. And remember to pre-order your conference t-shirt before Sunday, August 20th.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.